Well, let's discuss that a bit further. We're now joined by Mr. Webster Griffin Tarpley, who's an author and historian, who's joining us live now via Skype from Washington. Mr. Tarpley, I wanted to get your reaction to a lot of what President Assad said, this warning that he gave to the West about his support for al-Qaeda in Syria.
Well, we're confronted with this colossal irony. The United States claimed that the reason for invading Afghanistan in 2001, and then really the reason for invading Iraq in 2003, had something to do with denying sanctuary to al-Qaeda terrorists. And that was the basis in propaganda and political argument for these attacks. Now we fast forward to the present day, and we see that the United States, as a matter of policy, is positively committed to bringing first Libya and now Syria as well under the control of terrorist gangs, death squads, which we can only describe, which the State Department itself describes, as satellites, branches of al-Qaeda terrorism. So we've now got the perspective of the Mediterranean becoming a terrorist lake between the terrorist bases in Libya, which are spreading out across the Sahara into Algeria, into Mali, into other nearby countries, and then the future terrorist regime that NATO and the United States are devoted to installing in Syria, from which, of course, then al-Qaeda will reach out into Turkey and Jordan and these other countries that were mentioned. So this is one of the most colossal hypocrisies of the age, and it also shows the absolute fanatical recklessness of the U.S. ruling class, because this is something that you can't get away with. It's just it's beyond all belief. It has something to do with the individual politicians. We're now in the second term of Obama. Well, what happens in second terms? Well, from Watergate with Nixon to Bill Clinton some years back, this is the time when U.S. administrations come under attacks, when there are scandals, when impeachment or something like this becomes a possibility. And you can see the path that would lead towards impeachment for somebody like Obama or Senator Kerry or other of these top officials, that they have a foreign policy which relies on al-Qaeda as a kind of irregular auxiliary force, a kind of irregular infantry when they attack these countries. They don't do it in the same way that Bush and Cheney did it with official U.S. divisions, although we may be getting to that for Syria. That's the news from today. But what it has been up to now is using al-Qaeda as an irregular opposition force. So both from the point of view of these terrorist sanctuaries and safe havens, and from the point of view of what it will mean individually to these politicians, it's full of terrifying potential for the near future.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. But of course, as always, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Webster Griffin Tarpley speaking to us live from Washington.